It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitalizations for coronavirus remained at near record levels Monday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported more than 1,700 patients in the hospitals with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19. That figure comes after the numbers dropped slightly for 2 days in a row. Dr. Sandeep Vijan is chief medical officer with one of the state's busiest hospitals, Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo. Last week, the hospital was so full it couldn't accept new patients, but so far this week looks better.
I am hoping that people are starting to heed the public health warnings.
The 7-day positivity rate dropped again Monday and is now below 12%. That's considered a good sign, but the figure is still well above the 5% threshold public health officials worry about. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has seen a total of more than 200,000 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Some public health experts warn that getting a COVID-19 test ahead of the holiday won't prevent someone from spreading the virus, even if the test is negative. Alan Rudolph is vice president of research at Colorado State University.
A negative test is a good thing, but it's not a sure, safe reporting of your result, either because you may not have had enough time for your body to replicate it so it presents itself in the sample that was taken, or it could have been a false negative.
Rudolph says even people who have tested negative should still wear masks and limit contact to those in their household. About 430,000 Coloradans will receive a one-time stimulus payment next week. The $375 will go to lower-income people who've received unemployment benefits during the pandemic. Governor Polis ordered the payments, which will cost about $160 million. Most of the money will come from unspent Medicaid funds. Rain and snow for much of the state today. This is CPR News.